Aleph discusses partially the topic of kfiya ala get. There are two different kinds of kfiya ala get. One is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Peches on the base. The Tanoim comment on the pasuk v'kidashtoi that you have to be mechabit the kohanim. So v'kidashtoi means bal korchoi, that if the kohen is married to a grusha or a zayna, so the, he's in violation of a mitzvah shebein adam lamakim. So the bezin has to be koi for him to shape up to observe the mitzvah satar. Then there's such a gemara. There's such a gemara in Bava Kama in the sugya of Abedinish Dina Lanavshei, that if you had an eved the ivri who was muta b'shiv chaknaynis and his yotze b'sheish, so once he's yotze b'sheish, no longer muta b'shiv chaknaynis. So the gemara says, Avedinish Dina Lanavshei Lafrushei Meisura, and what is it based on? What is Avedinish Dina Lanavshei based on? So the gemara has a loshen, Nasis Yodek Kishliach Bezen. Just like the Shlech Bezen has a heta, the Gemara says in Perek Ela Megalchen, in the third Perek of Moed Katan, that the Shlech Bezen has a right to hit people and to destroy their property, to be mazik, and to steal their property, and to put in, to be mekalal, to curse, to put in cherem, and so on. So, Ovid in Jil and Avsheh, you're permitted to beat up the Eved Ivri, who still wants to remain with the Shivcha Knainis, to prevent him from sinning with the Shivcha Knainis. So that's a din yekoyfe on a person because a mitzvah should be in olam ha'machem that he shouldn't do averus. Then the Gemara has in Ksubas that koyfe all our mitzvahs. If a person doesn't want to shake a lulav, he doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to sit in sukkah, so koyfe knows atche teitzei nafshe yekoyfe on mitzvah should be in olam ha'machem. Then the Gemara here has another din yekoyfe on bein olam ha'averus. That's the big tosfos. He's not doing any avera. It's just that the marriage is miserable. He is doing an avera, but he doesn't realize that he's miserable to his wife. He makes his wife miserable in the marriage. So then you kai for the husband. Tosfos says because oisolo avlo. If he does an avla to the wife, then sometimes you kai for the husband that he should give a get. So that's what Tosfos discusses. How great an avla does it have to be that you should be koyfe b'shoite. Tosfos is losing the lashonis from the Gemara. Sometimes you koyfe b'shoite. Shoite means sticks. That you hear avi yisar eschem b'shoitem ani ayasar eschem ba'akrabim. So shoite means business koyfe b'shoite. They beat him up and they pressure him to give a get. And then sometimes you only koyfe b'mila. You give him a drasha and you tell him that he's not acting properly. So Tosfos quotes the pasuk from Mishlei that the Gemara quotes, that bidvarim lo yusar oved, that an eved is doing something wrong, just give him tochacha, bidvarim is not going to work, you have to hit the eved. So that's what Tosfos says. Sometimes the halacha allows the bezin to be koifa only bidvarim. It's also an issue to be koifa bidvarim, to insult a person, to humiliate him, and to pressure him, to put him under pressure that he should give his wife. It's also an iser. It's also yimata the iser of annoying a person. It's inuaz dvarim, to annoy a person. And sometimes you go so far even to be kaifa b'shaite, to force him to give the get. So these are two different types of kfiya. There is a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos always lists off, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs as an hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. And then the beginning of every section in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it tells you how many mitzvahs says, how many mitzvahs lo say they're going to be here. So in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes that there are two lavim. One lav is not to do melocha on Shabbos, l'sasaka melocha. And one lav is shalo l'anish b'shabbos. That it says, l'savaresh b'chol mosh v'sechem b'yayim ha'shabbos. So the Gemara says, b'chol mosh v'sechem refers to my Shabbos of Bezen. Bezen should not administer Mises Bezen on Shabbos. Why do you need a pasuk? Why would I have thought that it's mutas l'sas kamalocha? The Gemara says I would have constructed a kavachaymer. This is called a kavachaymer. Two different kinds of kavachaymer. The kavachaymer is called yesh bechalal masaymana. If A is greater than B, if B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. So that's a stronger kavachaymer than stam saying that Karen is shem v'regel is machama than Karen v'haray that it pays nazik shalem. So therefore, she carry over all the chumras of Karen. She bechayv even meshus harabim, something like that. So that's a kavachamim medin echad lachaveira. I establish that one din is more chomer than the other. So therefore, any kulas that the chomer has should certainly carry over to the kal, or any chumras that the kal has should certainly be carried over to the chomer. That's a kavachamim medin echad lachaveira. And this is a Kal v'chomer of Yesh b'chom Simon. A is greater than B. B is greater than C. So A is greater than C. So Tosfos says that that kind of Kal v'chomer is stronger than the other one. So the Gemara has such a Kal v'chomer that we know that Misas Bezdin is Doicha Hakrovas Kol HaKarbonis. That's if the only coin who's able to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh murdered somebody. So it says, Mim is b'chitikachen olamos. Just because he's in the middle of Hakrovas HaKarbonis doesn't mean anything. We stop him. And let's say there's no other kind who can be makar karbonis for a month. We don't have another kind, so we won't bring any karbonis to him. So you see that the mitzvah isn't such an important mitzvah. It even takes precedence over hakrovas kol karbonis kulam. And some of the karbonis are derech Shabbos, karbon tziba, the karbon shezmanikavu is derech Shabbos. So you see that Mises Beznan is Mohammed and Hakrovas Karbonis Tibur, and Karbonis Tibur is Mohammed and Shabbos. So A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so Mises Beznan should be Deicha Shabbos. So that's why I need a Pasuk. The Svaresh, B'chol Mashur Sechen, goes on Sreifas Baskoin. The Svaresh goes on those people who are Chayv Misa. Mashur Sechen means Mashabbos or Beznan. The Beznan is not permitted to administer Sreifa on Shabbos. Who are the names? Skila, Sayev, Chenek, it's all the same thing. And the Pasuk happens to be talking about Sreifa. So that pasuk tells me that I should not make such a kal v'chomer. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Kasha and the Ram. Why did the Rambam count it as a separate loises in the minyan on mitzvahs? Isn't it the lava of not doing malacha? But I would have made a mistake and thought that Mises Beznes Dechashab is based on that kal v'chomer. So Kamash Malon is not correct that the Mises Beznes is not Dechashab. So the Achrayim answer, the Abdei Nezer has this, and others answer that no, the Kal v'chomer is correct. And strictly speaking, the Mises Bezdin is Deicha Shabbos. And the Pasuk tells me that there's a separate Isser. There's an Isser Shalol L'Hanish B'Shabbos, and that's what some Poskim assume, that even put a person in Cherem, but also be Asser on Shabbos, even though there's no Malacha involved at all. When you administer Mises Bezdin, so at least you're violating the Malacha of Netivus Neshama. When you put a person in Cherem, you're not doing any Malacha at all. And nonetheless, Shalol L'Hanish B'Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam writes it as a separate Loises. So there's such a Ramah in Hilchus Shabbos, Simin Shin Lama Tessiv Dalit. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, you're not permitted to be manish anybody b'Shabbos. So the Rabbah says, what if a person deserves some kind of an oinish, doesn't want to give Malkus or some Malkus Mardis, and he wants to run away on Shabbos? Are we permitted to put him in prison on Shabbos, to lock him up on Shabbos in order to beat him up, in order to give him the Makas Mardis on Sunday? But the Ramah says no, that to put him in prison on Shabbos is the beginning of the Einish. You're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Kevega writes over there, he quotes Achrayim, it depends why we're putting him in prison. If we're putting him in prison in order that he shouldn't run away, he's Kadesh Lo Yivrach, and we want to be manish him, so then the putting in prison is a haskal of the owner. So a manish him is Shabbos, even though locking up in prison per se is not a malacha. It's like putting a person a cherem on Shabbos. So that's what the Ramah is based on, that Rambam, shalol l'hanish b'Shabbos. But if a person wants to run away to be ma'agin his wife, and putting him in prison, we're not going to punish him, we're just putting him in prison in order to be koy for him to observe the mitzvahs, so not to ba'avol someone. So to be koyfa mitzvahs, that's not an oinish. To be koyfa la mitzvahs, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's say the fellow doesn't want to eat matzah and doesn't want to sit in sukkah. So the Gemara says, makanos al shetetz enav, she beat him up on Yom Tov. So that's not an oinish al shaover, that's a koyfa na la mitzvahs al habo. So that's what I just want to point out, the two different kinds of kfi al haget. Sometimes the kfi al haget is because the fellow wants to fellow is in violation of an isa. Of an aver bin adam lamokem, the kohen married a grusha. That's one kind of kfiya. And then Tosfos says over here, sometimes you kai for the husband to give a get. Sometimes you kai for bedvarim. Sometimes you kai for b'shoitim. This is a kfiya that he shouldn't do an avla bin adam lahavero. The Mishnah says on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The principle is that whenever a person divorces his wife, he has to pay ksuba, even though it's not his fault. They fell in love originally, now they fall out of love. That's all. No one's fault. They're just bored with each other. So that's the halacha. Whenever a man divorces his wife, he has to pay ksuba. But the rule in the Mishnah is whenever it's the fault of the, whenever the collapse of the marriage is the fault of the wife, she doesn't want to go to mikveh. She wants to practice birth control. Or she's cursing the in-laws. Or she's screaming b'shas tashmish. Or she's walking around the... violating Inyanei Matznias. So then she's responsible for ruining the marriage, and whenever she ruined the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. This is very understandable. This is the basis of the Mishnah later on, Kuf Yud Amud Beis also. The husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and the wife doesn't want to. So the husband is going to move. So the wife is going to stay behind. So we have to determine who, or the wife wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the husband wants to stay behind the Chutz Lords. So they were married for 50 years, they lived in the Chutz Lords. And then one of them all of a sudden becomes a Zionist and he decides wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. The other one wants to stay with all the great grandchildren, the children, grandchildren, all the chaverim, all the friends in the neighborhood. So one might have thought that the one who wants to change the status quo is the one who's ruining the marriage. So the Mishnah says no, that the one who wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, or the one who wants to move to Yerushalayim, they live in Eretz Yisrael, the one who wants to move to Yerushalayim has the gerech the taina, and the one who wants to stay behind does want to go to Yerushalayim, does want to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's the one who's responsible for ruining the marriage. So whenever the husband divorces his wife, he always pays the ksuba. But if the wife, if the husband wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the wife wants to stay behind, she wants to remain status quo. When they got married, they moved, they were living in Chutz Lord. So then we say the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage. So that's why she forfeits the ksuba. That's based on this Mishnah, and I'm based on Manal. Whenever we can pin the blame on the wife, that she's not observing, let's say if they got married and it was understood they weren't observant, they're not going to observe Taras HaMishpacha, and then later on the husband becomes a Baal Tshuva and the wife doesn't want to. So you're going to say Misham Shasa, neither, she doesn't want to go to Mikveh, he has a right to divorce her without paying Ksuba. The Pashto says if not, the Mishnah goes in a normal case. They got married, a normal couple, they didn't have conservative reformed Jews in the days of the Tanakh. Everybody was, the Jews were keeping the mitzvahs. Self-understood, she's going to cover her hair. Self-understood, she's going to go to mikveh. All of a sudden, she doesn't want to go to mikveh. They never discussed it, whether they're going to have children. They're self-understood, of course they're going to have children. All of a sudden, after they get married, she wants to practice birth control. So then the husband tines that she's ruining the marriage. But if, let's say, before they got married, they discussed it. And it was understood, they're both not observant. Understood, she's not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha. Understood, she's not going to cover her hair. Understood, they're going to postpone having children for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, something changes afterwards. So then it's not the Pashto says, then it's not grounds for divorce. It's not grounds for divorce because she's violating the halacha. Grounds for divorce because that was self-understood in the marriage, that these are the conditions in the marriage. If it wasn't self-understood, isn't it? That's the Pashto in the Mishnah. So the Gemara raises a question on the Mishnah and says, "Misham shasa nida machilosa shena meusa." So this is, the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, and therefore the husband has a right to divorce her and doesn't pay the ksuba because she's at fault for ruining the marriage. The Gemara wants to know, what do you mean, "Misham shasa nida"? He knows that she didn't go to the mikveh, so let him not live with her. If he's living with her, so he's a mevater. So he doesn't want to be observant either. So why does he have the right? Misham Shasandina, not she says, I don't want to go to the mikveh, and she ruined the marriage. Misham Shasandina means she was, all along, she was with the husband without having gone to the mikveh. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? If he knows about it, let him not be with her. If he didn't know about it, so how did he find out about it? So the Gemara gives a whole complicated case. So the Ran on the Riv quotes Akasha from the Ravid, that all the Rishonim are working on. What's the question? How did the husband find out that it's Misham Shasandina? After 25 years of marriage, she admits that she never went to the mikveh and she was always fooling him all along. So what's so difficult? She's moida that it was Misham Shosa Nida. So the rabbi comes up with an answer. He says, Eid on a meis matzmei rosha. If the wife admits that she never went to mikveh, and she tells after 25 years that all the meat that she was serving the husband was all from the A&P, nothing was kosher meat, there was all from the Machalos, Shein, and Musa, everything was treif, so she's Eid on a menis, because Eid on a meis matzmei rosha. The Ran says that all the Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi. The Ran said that's ridiculous. It's Hoidoz Baldin Kemeyedim Dami. Let's say a person admits that he stole $1 million from the bank. So he doesn't have to give back $1 million from the bank. Ain't on a mismatzmei Rosh means you don't believe the story that he said he stole the money from the bank, but Hoidoz Baldin, you believe that he owes $1 million to the bank. We say the Achrayim explain in the Ran, they say Pagin and Ibura. The Hezbah that he gave, he says, I owe $1 million, that you believe, that's Haidu'az Baldin. The Hezbah that he gave, because he stole it, so we ignore the Hezbah. That's that part we don't accept, Pagin and Ibura. We accept the other part, that that he owes $1 million to the bank. So why not say the same over here, Pagin and Ibura? Don't believe what she said, that she was Machilos Hashem and Me'usa, and don't believe what she said, that she was Musham Shos Anida. True, ain't on a Meis Matzmei Rosha, but she said, I don't deserve the Ksuba. Implicit in her hadah, in her statement, is I'm not entitled to the ksuba. So the Ran disagrees. All the Rishonim disagree with the Ravid, and you say that's a milsa de la shchicha. A woman should say after 20 years of marriage that she was all along, she never went to the mikveh. So the Gemara never gave such a case. But anachanami, that would be the din. So this hamachlokes, the Ravid, and all of the Rishonim. What's the bir hamachlokes over here? So some. I thought it's assumed that Yeshiva is the beerist, that it's a machlokes. What's the nature of this din, that the woman forfeits the ksuba whenever she is at fault for ruining the marriage? So the Ravid held that it's an oinish, it's a punishment. We manish the woman because she did an avla. So that's the din, ein onem eisem atzmei rosha. That's the din of moide b'knasas pot. A person admits that he gonav and he's chayv karen the kefil, so we believe him that he's chayv the karen, that's moment. But you can't believe him that he's chayv the kefil, because we learn from the pasuk asher hashin alehim prat l'mashiach zatzmo, that's the mock of ein onem eisem atzmei rosha, that it doesn't make sense that you should pay knas on your own without a psak from the bezin. That's a tesis on the bottom of lamed gimel lamed beis and a gemara in Bava Kama like that. There's a quote from Yerushalmi, and the Gro has a bavli like that in Perek Merubah, that knas is like malchus, is like misa, is an einish. Malchus misa is an einish aguf, and knas is an einish mammon, but it's an einish. An einish can't be self-imposed. Self-imposed is not called an einish. So bezin has to be mevarid that you did something wrong in order to impose the knas, in order to impose the einish on you. And the person is not believed. You can't establish that he did an aver based on his own admission. So that's why you don't make him pay the knas. Here the Ravid also, the Hatur is usually assumed, the Ravid assumes that this is a penalty, this is oinish, that the Chachamim penalize the woman. Meikir adin, husband always pays ksuba. And here is a klal, we penalize the woman. If she is clearly at fault for ruining the marriage, then we penalize her. But if she's telling us that we only establish based on her say-so, that she did this avera, not going to the mikveh, we don't believe her, and mele we can't be manasha. And all the Rishonim would disagree, say, no, it's not an oinish. This is built in. The takanas chachamim of ksuba, or if it's a din deraisa, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Deraisa derabanan. The din that you have to pay ksuba is only either if the husband is at fault or no one was at fault. Whenever the wife is at fault, there's no din in the first place. The whole din of ksuba doesn't apply in the first place. If she was the one who ruined the marriage, so there's no chi of ksub in the first place. You don't have to ascertain she did an avera, and we're penalizing her. So I thought that's what's usually assumed to be the biur in the machlekes, the Ravid and the other Rishonim. But here, Abshlam Eger, I first saw Abshlam Eger asked a kasha on the Ravid. He quotes the Achrayim asked a kasha on the Ravid from the Gemara, the last daf in Nedorim, that the Mishnah in Nedorim, the very last Mishnah quotes the Mishnah Rishayna. The din used to be, the consensus used to be originally, that if the woman says she's Asur al Baila, Tameyani, she says she was Mizana, she's Asur al Baila, so we would believe her, Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disur. And Bezin Shalach Rema, with the later Tanoim, reversed the Psak, that's called the Mishnah Achrayna, and they said, no, that Chashinu Shemayna, Nasna Bacha, so we don't believe her, and she's still Materis Le Baila. So the Gemara says, according within the Mishnah Rishayna, that the woman was Nemenis with Shavianav Shechatich Adisa, she says to Me'ani. So the Gemara says, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah and says in the Mishnah she's Nemenis and the husband has to pay her ksuba. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? She says she was Mazana Beratzen, she's an Ashes Yisrael, she's not married to a coin, she says she was Mazana Beratzen. So she's responsible for ruining the marriage. So what kind of ksuba? She doesn't get the ksuba. If she admits that she was Mazana Beratzen, she doesn't get the ksuba. Ella, no. Mishnah means she's married to a kohen. And she says, Tamei ani nenasti. So it's not her fault. It's not her fault. But she has to get divorced because she just became a zoyin asur l'kohen. So she's nemenu shavya nafsha chatichi di sura. And then she's entitled to the ksuba because she's not a fault. She didn't do anything. She's asur al-bada because he's a kohen. So what does the Gemara say? If the woman admits that she was Mazana Beratzen, she says she saw and it was Beratzen. So the Gemara says, what kind of ksuba? How can the Mishnah Rishonim say that she's entitled to ksuba? So according to the Rabbi, why not? You should say, ain't on a mesa matzmarosh. She's not in a menace to be mopsed herself to ksuba. So I thought Rav Shlomo Eger quotes this kasha for Nachrenim. I didn't realize that the Miri quotes the kasha. So the Rishonim posed this kasha against the Rabbi. So I saw Dayan Grosnas, he used to be the Dayan in London years ago. He learned in Radin, the same time as Rabbi Gerelich, same time as all of the Rabbonim here. In YU, in my time, they were all friendly with this Dayan Grosnas. So he has the modern style of tshuvas. He quotes Rabbi Baruch Ber Gezokta and Rabbi Hanan Gezokta, and he writes tshuvas based on that. So he quotes from Rabbi Baruch Ber on this Mishnah. So he thinks that he has a teretz on their writing. He says, the din in the Mishnah that the woman loses the ksuba on Ayin Beis, the woman loses, forfeits the ksuba if she's responsible for ruining the marriage. So if the Rabbit says, if she's going to say, she never went to mikveh for the last 25 years. She says, I was always feeding the husband the veilus. I always bought the meat and the AP, nothing was kosher. So the Rabbit says, she's ain't in a menace. The woman says, I'm evil, I'm wicked, I do averus all the time, I eat treifas, I feed the husband treifas. So the rabbi says, she's ain't in a menace. So the husband is allowed to continue eating, he's allowed to continue being with the wife. She's ain't in a menace. So she didn't ruin the marriage. That's what the rabbi meant. Not that on a mesem atzmai rasha, that it's a penalty, it's a punishment, it's an einish, like a knas. We penalize her because she ruined the marriage. No. The rabbi also agrees, it's not a penalty. Whenever the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage, so there's no takonas ksuba in the first place. Whether the raisa the rabbanon does make a difference, she's not entitled to ksuba. You don't have to penalize her. But the right it meant to say, the husband can't believe her that she's misham shasa nida. If I know that the person is chashad al adav al adonav al amin, if I know my wife is not nizer and taras hamishbach, so I can't believe her when she says she went to the mikvah. If I know my wife doesn't always keep kosher, so I can't believe her when she gives me meals. Maybe it's going to be treifas, but if the only source of information is my wife herself, she says that sometimes she violates taras hamishbach and sometimes she violates the laws of kosher. So the rabbi meant to say, I can't believe her. If I can't believe her, so the husband is allowed to remain with his wife. So she didn't ruin the marriage. That's what the rabbi meant to say. But the Gemara there is, the last daf in the Dharma is talking according to the Mishnah Rishonah. Mishnah Rishonah says that the woman is the menace because Shavei Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. So if the woman is an Eishes Koyen and she says Na Nasti, the Mishnah Achreinah says Bezin Shal Achrein Mamar Eina Na Menace Shevei Na Nasten Ba'achah. But according to the Mishnah Rishonah, the woman is the menace to say that she was Mazana Beratzen, as she was Nensa, Tachas Baila Ba'alikuhuna. So if she is the menace because Shavi Anafsha Chaticha Di Yisura, so then she ruined the marriage. So then it's her fault that we do believe her because of Shavi Anafsha. Then if you do believe her, so then she's responsible for ruining the marriage. But the Ravid meant to say over here that the woman is Zayin and the menace, the husband can continue living with her. He's mutter to have tashman. He's allowed to eat the food that she serves him because she's Zayin and the menace to make herself into a choshe that we should apply the rule. In Bukhari's Daflamar, Achashar al Adav al Adon of Lamida. This Adayin Grosna suggests, for him, for the Kasha against the Rabbis, and often Igmar against the Rabbis. This is his suggestion. Based on what Rabbi Baruch Be'er said, that the reason why the woman loses the Ksuba here is not that we're penalizing it, but rather because if she's responsible for ruining the marriage, so he says over here, she didn't ruin the marriage. She's not in the marriage, so she didn't ruin the marriage. The husband can continue living with the wife. The Tesis on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the top Tesis on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, makes a statement which is really a big machlokes harishonim in the Tesis in Gittin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph and how to read a Gemara in the Dorim. There is a Gemara in Shavuos that says if a person takes a Shavuos shelo ishan gimel yamin, it's physically impossible that a person shouldn't sleep for 3 days. Maybe today with the caffeine pills, maybe it is possible. But Zman HaGemara, it was impossible physically. A person should stay awake for 72 hours. So if a person takes a Shavuos shelo ishan gimel yamin, Malkanosa v'yoshan li'alta. Why is Malkanosa? Why is Yoshan li'alta? So Tosfos, the Rishonim have a major machlokes, what does it mean? So some Rishonim say that if a person takes a shvuah, I will not lay tefillin tomorrow morning. Nishba lebatal is a mitzvah, is a shvuah shov. You can't, such a shvuah is not, I'm not a balabos to take such a shvuah, I will not lay tefillin tomorrow. I'm mujba v'yam hasina, I'm chayv to put on tefillin. So if I take such a shvuah, it's not chal. So it's, I'm not a balabos to take the shvuah, it's not chal, so that's called a shvuah shov. So a shvuah shov, you get malchus because of shvuah shov. If that's the pshat, so what if a person takes a neder, so I should say, just like a shvuah, she'i efshel l'kaimo is not chal, it's not in your koyach to accept such a shvuah. I'm a balabos on myself to accept a shvuah, to accept a neder. I'm not a balabos to accept a shvuah, neder, that's impossible. Neder, she'i efshel l'kaimo, shvuah, she'i efshel l'kaimo is not chal. So by shvuah, she'i efshel l'kaimo, malkan also, they give him makas mar because he violated shvuah shav. Yoshen li'altim, we tell him, gizun tehid, go to sleep right now, because the shvuah wasn't chal at all. So if a person would take a neder she'yev shalakaim, we would say the neder is not chal, but he's not going to get any malchus. There's no aveira of neder shav, there's only an isa of shvuah shav. So that's the shita that Tosis presents. And the top of Ayin Aleph, Tosis is assuming that a neder she'yev shalakaim is not chal. And the Tosis in Gittin quotes the other opinion. Big machlok is how to read that Gemara in Shavuos. If he's nishba shalish and gimel yam makanos of yoshen le'alta. So the other Rishonim hold no. A neder of a shvuah she'yev shalakaimo is chal, the neder and the shvuah is chal. But instead of waiting till he falls asleep, he took a shvuah shalish and gimel yam. So the shvuah is chal. But ultimately he's going to fall asleep, so he's going to be in violation of the shvuah. So you don't have to wait till he violates. We say since it's built into the shvuah, it's built into the neder, that is the Epshel the Kaimo, so we consider the Amiris HaShvua, the Amiris HaNeder, is considered as if he already violated Averis HaNeder, Averis HaShvua. So Malkan also, we give him Malkus, not because of Shvua Shov, not a Shvua Shov, Malkan also because of Shvua Sheker. He took a Shvua, and we consider it as if he already violated it. And we say, V'yoshen L'yalta, we tell him, Gizun Tehit, you can go to sleep right now, you have already fully violated the Isser. Let's say if a person takes a shavua, I will not eat potato chips. So you tell him he eats one bag of potato chips, we're going to give him malchus. Now we say he can eat all the potato chips he want because he already violated the shavua. No. Anytime he's going to eat more potato chips, he's going to give him malchus again. Every time he eats, he took a shavua, he's never going to eat potato chips. But he takes a shavua, she'yev shalakaimo, so it's built in that it's considered already averus ha-shavua legam. Fully violated, there's not shaykh to violate it more. So we tell him, Yoshen Liyalta, may as well go to sleep now. Because you can't even, no way you can violate the Shavua further. So according to that pshat, the Malkanos is because of Shavua Sheker, not because of Shavua Shav. The Yoshen Liyalta is not because the Shavua is not Chal. The Shavua is Chal, but it's fully violated. So then by a Neder She'yev Shalakaimo, the Neder would be Chal, and he would be Loike. According to the other pshat, the Malkanos of Yoshen Liyalta, Malkanos because of the Shavua Shav, then by Neder She'yev Shalakaimo, he wouldn't get Malkus. But according to this pshat, even by a neder she'yev shalakaim, we'd also say Malkan also. Because the Abmiris HaNeder is considered Averis HaNeder. That's a famous machlokes in Rishayim. So the Tosis here assumes like that. Okay. I think maybe he answers that.